honest tonight. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your presence that we feel in this place. Lord, thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, that we have to come into this place, to call upon your name, Lord, to seek you, O God. Help us, Lord, that we can approach you with an open heart, Lord. Amen, God, with a sincere desire, a hunger and a thirst, O God, for you. I pray, Lord, you know every soul in this place. You know every heart. You know our needs. You know the burdens that we carry. God, you know what we are going through right now, Lord. And I pray, God, that you would, amen, move upon us. Lord, amen, personally, O God, as you minister to every heart in this place. I pray, God, that, amen, that we can receive, Father, of your goodness, Lord, that you would impart, Lord, your loving kindness, your grace, your mercy, and, Lord, that you would minister and that you would bring, amen, salvation, Lord, and deliverance and healing. God, that you would minister in such a way, God, that we can leave here. Father, that we can leave here, Lord. Amen. Unburdened, O God. That we can leave here, Lord, without any weight, O God, or any worry, any anxiety, Lord. I pray that we can leave here, amen, God, in peace of mind. And God, in joy, with joy of your spirit, Lord. And God, that we can experience your love. So we pray, God, have your way tonight, Lord. Amen. Bind the enemy, Lord. Every force that works against us, Lord. We pray that you would break the right arm of the enemy, Lord. And allow the Holy Ghost to move and to minister, Lord, in this place, God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us, Lord, that we can look to you. Open our eyes that we may see, Lord. Open our ears that we may hear. And God, our hearts that we can be turned unto you. Bless your people tonight, Lord. Bless this service, Lord. Bless our worship, our praise, our testimony. Bless the ministry of your word, Lord. Bless the man of God. Amen, Lord. Let your spirit be poured out upon us in this place, O Lord. And do a marvelous work, O God. And amen, Lord. We thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let it be done, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glad to be here tonight. Amen. I'm glad to see all of you here.
Amen.
Amen. I had my mind on God this evening as we were getting ready. And I just had this overwhelming feeling just come over me. And all I could do was cry. And I was trying not to cry, but I had that ugly red face. And I was, but I know the Lord really wants to do something.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. So we just need to let him have his way. Amen.
When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost.
Yeah.
thankful that I know who Jesus is.
Amen. Amen.
My help in time of troubles.
Thank you, Lord.
Shouting hallelujah. I think you guys need a
hallelujah.
Yeah, that's, you guys are kind of tame. I'm
yeah. Hallelujah.
Kinda tame tonight. Amen. We're in the presence of the King, the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sing with me.
Wow. The mighty God is Jesus, the Prince of Peace is He.
The wonderful and wisdom, by whom all things were made, the fullness of the God.
Lost or saved, they find their way at the sound your great name. All condemned, they feel no shame at the sound your great name. Your great name, the enemy, he has to
we could, we've heard enough to have an altar service right now.
Yeah.
We might just do that too. Thank you for coming tonight. I do feel the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
Along with a few other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a little static in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you are being challenged.
Uh-huh.
You've come and you want something, but there's a new word that has been around for about 12 years now. Gaslighting.
Yeah.
We do it to each other. But the devil is the master of gaslighting.
Mm-hmm.
He manipulates your thoughts.
Yep.
He is the king of passive aggression.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if we're not careful, we do it to one another.
Right.
And I thank God tonight that he is here to help me.
Right.
To help you. How many need help?
Amen.
That was kind of denominal weak, but anyway. What kind of church are you in? Half dead church. No, sir, no, ma'am. I'm in a sanctified church. I'm in a church that's destined to win. Romans 8 and 30, I am predestined to win. All I've got to do is hang in there. Enjoy the ride. Even though it hurts, just enjoy the ride. And turn that frown upside down into a smile. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Let me sing my testimony before I preach, okay?
Hallelujah.
Sing a chorus at least. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows they roll, whatever my lot,
hallelujah,
thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Can somebody just say that right now? Doesn't say anything about how your body feels. It's talking about your soul feeling good. Doesn't matter how my body feels, my soul feels awesome. And I'm sure we've been fighting the devil together. Just keep fighting him.
Amen.
Because he's after you. He is after you. Look at your neighbor and tell him, say, he's after you. Keep fighting. I want you to take your right hand, lift it in the air. Take your left hand and put it in the air.
Hallelujah.
And high five yourself.
Amen.
Take your right arm, reach back, pat yourself on the back.
Hallelujah.
Because nobody else is going to do it. You say, that's dumb. Believe it or not, I do it. Look in the mirror and say, you can do it.
You can do it. That's right.
I woke up this morning and I made a choice.
Amen.
I'm going to live for God.
Amen.
Someone said, one time said, apostolics have more fun accidentally than the world has on purpose. But I'm not convinced tonight. You haven't convinced me yet tonight. You used to need Budweiser to put a smile on your face and run down to the drug house to get a fix. But all we got to do tonight is lift our hands. We can have more fun here tonight accidentally than the world's having on purpose. They're running down the main street and they're getting their feel good on. But I've got the Holy Ghost down in my soul. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Look at somebody and tell them, say, he didn't give it to me. Somebody pull the ripcord tonight. Some of you are stuck to them chairs. Woo. Jesus, take the seatbelt off. Let Jesus take the wheel. Let me know you got the wheel. If you let Jesus have the wheel, you can stand up and say everything's going to be all right. There are two men at different times that saw the same thing. John, exiled to the Isle of Patmos. His eyes were taken out, and yet he said, when I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, he saw some tremendous things. One of the things they record he saw in 13 and 8 of Revelation, he said, I saw a lamb as it had been slain. This man with no eyes said, from the foundation of the world. Then Peter writes in his first epistle, chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, thereabout, he said, we are covered by the blood of a spotless lamb.
Amen.
Amen.
You should have died, not him.
Right.
He said, but he was foreordained before the foundation of the world.
That's right. Amen.
And it just fits to what happened in the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis. This isn't my message, but I just want to establish something here tonight. When Abraham and Isaac were heading up Mount Moriah, he posed a few questions to his father, said, Dad, I see the knife, I see the wood, but where is the lamb? He said, son, God will provide himself. And he sure did, because he came down and he overshadowed a young virgin. A body he prepared. And so I trust my Savior tonight.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because he's walked where I'm walking.
Yes.
Amen.
He has sat where I've sat.
Yes.
My Lord.
Amen.
My Lord.
Jesus.
Some 2,023 years ago, he hung on an old rugged cross.
Hallelujah.
Some 2,057 years ago, he came to planet Earth.
Right.
You want to know why he came? He came for you and I.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
And when he died, he didn't just die to make bad people good. He died to set men and women free. So you're in a place tonight, ladies and gentlemen, where addiction has no power over you. The only power it has is the power you give it. But we know a God tonight that banished addiction. He nailed it to an old rugged cross. That's why you and I can lift our hands tonight. That's the only reason you and I can put our hands together and thank a God who found us in our sin, pulled us out of the miry clay, gave us a life worth living. You are on the winning side.
Yeah.
Get rid of that loser mentality.
Yeah.
I looked in the back of the book and we win.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is hang in there, baby. All you gotta do is take a deep breath and say, I'm here until the end. I'm here until it's all over. Just blink your eyes at him.
Hallelujah.
Doc Funk must. Ishtaki. Just blink them at Jesus. Make eyes at your Lord.
There you go. There you go.
Just like you do to your husband and wife. I heard that, brother. She don't even do that. Let's get into the Gospel of Mark. It's almost time to preach. Thank you for your testimonies. Thank you. I'm full of so much here. I have to rein myself in. Thank you for that message last night.
Amen.
Took us back Woo! To a Hallelujah. Landmark that we should never stray far from, and that's
right.
Repentance.
Right. Right.
Repentance is not an event.
That's right.
It's a lifestyle.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. So thank you, Brother Wethy, for that message. And
Amen.
Praise God. Mark chapter 12. I'm sorry. Mark chapter 12. There is an anointing up here.
Praise God.
And I'm about to explode. Pray for me that I can behave myself.
All right.
And deliver what thus saith the Lord. Because
Amen.
You know me. I'm pretty low key.
Yeah.
Verse 28 of Mark 12. Just as well laugh as cry.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And one of the scribes came. Somebody say there was a scribe.
There was a scribe.
And having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Amen.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And somebody say, wow.
Wow.
And the scribe said unto him, well, master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God.
Yes.
Now he's speaking revelatory. And there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the soul and with all the strength and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.
Yes. Amen.
Making a reference to the Mosaic law. And when Jesus saw that he answered him discreetly, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that did ask him any question.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Let's pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, would you
Lord.
Just unleash and loose a spirit of revelation
Yes. That
will take us beyond our intellect, beyond our human comprehension. I pray for counsel and might and the fear of the Lord and wisdom tonight for someone to step into that dimension that you have been beckoning. That you have been challenging someone tonight to step into a place where they can experience true life and know that there is a Savior that lives, that he is alive, that he's still in the redeeming business. Confirm your word, Lord. I'm helpless without you tonight. I am nothing without you tonight. I pray for your anointing right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And you can be seated. Thank you so much. I wondered about a title. Not that that is very important. And so I settled on one and took it out of the very last verse where Jesus said to the scribe, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God."
Amen.
So I thought to title this, "Not Far, But Not In."
Come on.
Not far, but not in. So let me unpack a few things here tonight. Run down just a quick summary of what we have read. When you read Mark's preceding chapters and even the last, four chapters of his book, we are just days before the crucifixion.
Right.
Jesus is only days away from going through the house of Caiaphas and being set up, being accused, and then finally being beaten and crucified. But at this point, he has spent some time in the temple courtyard teaching the people, debating with Jewish religious and civil leaders. He proves the resurrection of the dead to a group of Sadducees. So I'm sure that after they understood that there was life after death, that they were no longer Sadducee.
That's
right. A scribe of the Pharisees asks Jesus about the greatest commandment in the Mosaic law.
Amen.
Jesus' answer focuses around the idea that the most important thing for us to do is to love God,
right,
and to love others.
Yes.
He reverts to the Shema. Mm-hmm. The Hebrew translation of the word Shema simply means to hear is obedience.
Yes.
That's why he began that one verse in Deuteronomy 6:4. "Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord." Somebody hold up one finger. We're not the ones that are confused tonight. There's not two, there's not three, there's not a multiplicity of gods. There is not a pantheism of gods. There's only one. His name is Jesus. Make no mistake about it. Look at your neighbor and tell him, say, "Make no mistake." So that answer was sufficient, because the Bible tells us that no man after that did ask him any more questions. Finding they could get no advantage to ensnare him or occasion against him against that way, he silenced his critics. He silenced the religious system of his day, the Herodians, the Sadducees, the scribes, and the Pharisees.
Yeah.
He is hours away from standing before a man who would eventually take a basin of water and wash his hands and say, "I wash myself of innocent blood." And I want to echo the sentiments of what that man said after he washed his hands. He said, "I find no fault in that man. I stand here tonight, I have no faults with my Lord."
Amen.
"I've complained to him a lot of time, but I have never found a fault in God. He's perfect. He's a man of his word. He never changes. And he loves me in spite of me."
Amen.
"And he loves you in spite of you."
Amen.
All of your hang-ups, and you know how some of you are. You wrestle with your ego and your pride and your arrogance, and you think you know so much, and you don't know anything.
That felt good to say it.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm talking to myself. So this unnamed scribe had an intellectual understanding, because he repeated back to Jesus and he agreed that there was one God, and to love him with all your heart, soul, and strength was the thing to do, and love your neighbors. Now he is smitten. by the conviction of his own sinfulness.
Right.
Amen. Imagine this. He is allowed a moment, fleeting though it was, a snapshot, to move out of the ceremonial boundaries of the law and catch a glimpse of the spiritual meaning.
Yeah.
That there was something better than the Mosaic law.
Amen.
Amen.
That there was something moving that dead oxen and sheep and cattle could not perform.
That's right.
He caught a glimpse, a snapshot. He intellectually understood the formalities of ceremony through the Mosaic law. In his mind, he was convinced, but he stopped his heart from being influenced by being in the presence of Jesus. No wonder it is said that the longest walk that most people will make is the walk from your head to your heart.
Yeah.
Some of us are convinced here tonight that living for God is the best thing.
Right.
You've heard this man here and these others preach time and again. Teach week after week that the only answer to your dilemma is Jesus Christ. And you were intellectually persuaded that God was the best thing. But I'm going to tell you, it's not your mind that Jesus is after. He's after your heart tonight. And that's the singular thing that I want to reach out for tonight, because we sit here convinced that God is good, but we do not believe it in our heart. He said, there's a lot of them that give me lip service.
That's
right.
They scream at me, but their heart is far from me.
Come on.
So let me ask you to do something right now. Just lift your heart to the Lord.
Lord,
lift your hands and lift your heart.
Oh, glory.
Lift your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. This scribe, this wise man that knew the law like the back of his hand, answered discreetly, not wanting to expose himself and embarrass himself in front of his friends and colleagues. He was so close, yet he was so far away. I would tonight, in the presence of God, whatever I've got to do to get my answer, that's what I need to find myself doing. I'm afraid I feel a little bit of a spirit of people wanting to be entertained tonight. Amen. You're here to look on. But we're not here to entertain one another. We're here to entertain Him. We're not praising Him because we're good. We're praising Him because He's good. Amen. We're not praising Him just because He made us feel good. But if you'll take a moment and look back, amen, to the hell hole that He pulled every one of us out of, I promise you, you wouldn't stay in your seat, because you know as well as I do, we didn't deserve what God did for us. We didn't deserve to be able to have joy and peace. We don't deserve it, but God gave it to us anyhow. I thought about something the pastor said last night, and I put this into my notes. The pastor was talking about conviction being a good thing, and it is. But convictions are only good if they are obeyed. How many walk in, get under conviction, and leave the same way they came? I'm going to tell you what it is tonight. Can I help somebody? I'm not preaching down to you. I hope my words are not found by you as condescending. But I'm going to tell you where you're at. You are on the verge. You are on the verge of finally surrendering to God. Amen. But the devil said, just don't go beyond the verge. Amen. Don't go beyond that point. Sit there and enjoy church. Get a blessing watching everybody else. But don't you go beyond the verge. And so tonight I'm preaching to somebody who is stuck, who is marooned on the verge. You're so close, but yet you're so far away. And if I can urge you tonight by the preaching of the word, that tonight can be your night, that you can leave here full of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That you can leave here, amen, covered in the waters of baptism. That you can leave here a brand new person. It doesn't count to love him from a distance. Anybody can praise him, but it takes somebody that loves God to worship him. Anybody can sit there and patty cake for Jesus, but it takes somebody that knows what it feels like to be pulled out of sin. Amen. To be pulled out of addiction. To lift your hands and say, I'm not the man that I used to be. I'm not the woman that I used to be. I'm not the man that I used to be. Words. I've got Bible. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. Would you just reach out and let God pull you off the verge? I know what the enemy's been telling you. I know what your friends and your loved ones have been telling you. That church is a little weird. That church is a little off. Baby, if this is off, don't put me back on.
Amen.
Amen. Let them talk about me. That doesn't matter. So, because you're stuck on the verge tonight, you begin to perpetuate the great refusal. Why? I don't want to sell out. I want just enough Jesus.
Yep.
But you don't have enough to save you.
That's right. Come on. Wow.
Information is good, but revelation saves you.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Get this. There are 10,000 different beliefs religiously in this world right now. But they say that they can take about 4,000 of them and put them under the heading of Hinduism. Because all of these 4,000 religions have no founder. So they tuck them underneath the religion of Hinduism because they worship the trees. They worship the air. They worship the animals. They worship the birds. They worship the water. I can point to a founder that I believe in. He founded this church on the day of Pentecost. When the Bible said when they were sitting in an upper room, and all of a sudden there came a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. Amen. I don't just worship a God. I worship the God that made it all. I worship the God that made it all. I don't need 4,000 religions. Just give me Jesus. Just give me Jesus. So the great refusal is perpetrated. Reasons why I don't want to sell out. I don't know if I can disconnect from my sugar daddy.
Oh, God.
He needs to hear about Jesus, but not the way you're presenting it.
Yeah.
He needs to know there's a God that can take you and make you brand new.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. That you can go down in the waters of baptism. And that old man is buried there. Preaching to somebody tonight that the devil doesn't want you to get off the verge. But tonight's the night to get off the verge. Tonight's the night to say, hey, I've got to do this for me. I've got to do this for me. You're sitting there in all your assumptions. You overthought this.
Amen.
You're overthinking it. What if, what if, what if, what if, what if? What if you get the Holy Ghost tonight? What if you get deliverance tonight? What if? What if God shows up and fills you with the Holy Ghost? What if? What if God says, I'm going to heal your body? Brother Rich, what if? What if? Our five senses to support unbelief.
Yeah.
Why don't we use them to support our faith in God? That there is a God that's still alive. There's a God that's still real.
Amen.
I almost feel like preaching. Somebody wave your hand to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. I commend you. I commend you tonight for being so close. So close you can feel it.
Yes.
But yet so far away.
Yeah.
How many of us tonight are going to leave the same way you came?
That's right.
You preconceived that idea.
Come on.
Well, I love revival. It feels good. There's more to this, honey, than just feeling good.
Yeah.
God will give you something that'll pick you up when the world's falling down.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right.
And the world says in our philosophy and idealisms, there's no room for mistakes. But in the kingdom of God, the Lord said, I can work with mistakes.
Amen.
If you've fallen down, get back up.
Yes.
The Lord said, I figured in your humanity.
Yes.
I figured in your stupidity.
Yes.
If you fell down, get back up.
Yes.
When's the last time you ran the aisles?
Yes.
I'll tell you why you haven't. You're stuck on the verge. Do I have any aisle runners here tonight? Is somebody willing to take a lap for Jesus? Amen. Let the devil know I'm not stuck on the verge. I'm here for revival. I'm here for a breakthrough.
Amen.
How about some of you ladies? How about some of you skirted ones? Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. The devil doesn't want any running going around here. Tell the devil I'm not on the verge. I'm not stuck on the verge. Here, let me say it. This is not a think so religion. You can't afford to think you're okay. You gotta know that you know that you know. Can I say that again? You gotta know that you know that you know. And I'm gonna tell you why. God does not lend himself to casualness. God isn't just interested in touching me every now and again. If it was up to God, he'd slay me out every time. I'm going to tell you where the disconnect is. It's not on God's part. It's on mine.
Yes.
Lift your hands. Lift your heart. Breakthrough. You're on the verge. Stop overthinking and just have faith. Some of you are stepping into a physical healing right now. Headaches, pressure. Hallelujah. Not because I'm here, but because Jesus is here. I think there's a universal yearning, a universal appetite in this room. We all want to see God do something, but what are you willing to do to see it? What are you willing to let go of to see it? Where are you willing to walk into to see it? What are you willing to sacrifice? This is very elementary tonight. I understand that. But I'm going to remind us how hard we used to live for the devil. We didn't second guess when the devil said, go down and get a case of beer. Lift the jack. Go get you a nickel dime bag and have yourself a time. We didn't second guess when he told us that. But when the Holy Ghost says, lift your hands, I'm going to heal you. We cross our arms and we sit there like a stump on the log. But God said, if you'll reach out to him, the miracle is yours. Don't think we don't know what we're talking about. We were in sin when God found us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Holy Ghost. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Come on, we're apostolics, we're Pentecostals. They talk about us.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
They hate us in the denominational world. They call us funny. They call us weirdos. Why don't you act like it? Give them a raise and talk some more. My Lord, there's healing in the house. Go ahead, somebody, break through, break in, break through, get off the verge. You've been marooned on an island, it's called the verge. It's time to come off.
Thank you, Lord. Wake up,
if I had about 20 years, if I had about 20 years back, I could preach the way I feel. I'm going to tell you right now, the Holy Ghost is moving. If you leave here the way you came, that's your choice. But I'm going to reach for that one that's tired of addiction. I'm going to reach for that one that's tired of fighting those suicidal thoughts. I'm reaching for that one that's tired, amen, of those long nights. The voice is talking to you. They're telling you there's no hope. I've come to serve notice to those lying spirits. There's a God that's real. There's a God that wants to help you. There's a God that wants to deliver you. Make no mistake about it tonight, honey. There's former drug dealers. There's former alcoholics in this room tonight. That's why we praise God so hard. That's why we do what we do. Because we understand the redemptive power of Jesus Christ. Go ahead, love on himself. He doesn't give himself to casualness. He gives himself to intimacy. Fall in love with him. Fall in love with him. Fall in love with him. Fall in love with him.
Fall in love with him.
the verge.
Jesus, Jesus, thank you.
Praise
you.
The verge.
Hallelujah.
It's a place called almost.
Come on.
It's a place called almost.
Thank you, Jesus.
I almost got it. I was so close, Pastor. I almost. That Sunday you preached, you almost persuaded me. You almost had me when you sung that song leader. You almost had me. It almost moved me. There's so many of us that are stuck in almost. Almost. Do you hear the cry of the Master?
Yes, right. Hallelujah.
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 God wants to walk in here tonight. Sadly, we live in a society. We've been cultured by medicine and big pharmacy to believe the diagnoses that it's bipolarism.
Come on.
That you have a mental disorder. And what amazes me is how quick we lean into that diagnosis. But when the man of God stands up and says, hey, anxiety isn't real. Depression's not real. It's a tool of the devil. God can come down here and give you peace. God can come down here and give you joy. But I understand what it is tonight. I see some of you right now. I'm looking at you, and some of you have been playing the victim so long that it's hard for you to come out. Reach up. Let the Lord, let the Holy Ghost talk to you. I promise you, I wanted to go a different direction, but this is what the Holy Ghost is telling me. I wrote down, almost is a dangerous state to be in. Because you don't maintain that position. You don't stay in almost. It's transitional. But you don't control it. Either you're drawing closer to God or you're moving further away. You never stay in that one spot of neutral zones to say, I'm okay, I'm okay. No, we're not okay until we're full of the Holy Ghost. We're not okay until you repent of your sin and you're living a separated life under the Lord.
Amen, amen.
Thank you. Whether or not you realize Jesus. That this is good apostolic preaching tonight.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
The two most familiar and fatal excuses, can I give them to you?
Yeah.
Number one is procrastination.
Okay.
I'll wait till Sunday.
Oh, God.
I'll wait until my favorite preacher comes.
Yeah.
Number two is a lingering love for the world.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me go on to say this. Convictions not acted upon, they die. Truths not followed through, fade out. That's why it's harder for this man to preach one Sunday than it is the other. Because when you say no one time, it's easier the second time.
Amen.
Impressions. The Lord's here right now making impressions on people. But when you and I resist the impression, they are harder to be made again.
Amen.
And some of you are in cycles.
Yeah.
It's cyclical. It's a duplicitous relationship. You move one in, move another out. Depending on what's going on in the week, those intersecting lines of time, place, and circumstance called a season, depending on how they're faring for you, you move another one and move another one out.
Amen.
Most of the time, it's not Jesus we're moving in. He's the one we're moving out.
Oh, my God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Impressions resisted are harder to be made again.
Jesus.
Obstacles increase with time.
Yeah.
The habit of lingering becomes strengthened.
Oh my.
Lot, get your family. The Lord's going to destroy Sodom. Couldn't be. Look into that chapter. Amen. 19 of Genesis.
Woo, come on.
He argued with the angel of the Lord.
Yeah.
Judgment's coming. He said, no, it couldn't be. Mm-hmm. Not so. How many times did he say, not so? It's not happening. Not so.
Right.
Until finally the angel marched in and began to drag him out.
Yeah.
Right.
And that wasn't good enough.
Right.
I don't want to run to the mountain. Just let me run to the plain.
Uh-huh.
You know what the plain represents? The world.
Yep. Yep.
You know what the mountain represents? Ascending into the presence of God.
Yes.
Right.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
The habit of lingering. I'm not hurting anybody. It's just me. No, 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 no. You're hurting your babies.
Uh-huh.
You're hurting your family.
Amen.
Jesus.
John chapter 5. We don't have to go there. But I included this into my notes.
Hallelujah.
There's a beautiful scenery set in our sister Melissa. John tells us there is a beautiful building with five porches.
Mm-hmm.
And around this porch lay all manner of impotent folk.
Yes.
They were waiting for one moment.
Yes.
That the Bible said an angel comes down and troubles the water.
Mm-hmm.
The God of the water shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at the man and he knew that he'd been laying there for a very long time. So I'm going to pose a question to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, that Jesus posed to the man lying among the throng of sufferers.
Mm-hmm.
With his aches and his sorrows. His life is marred and disfigured by the curse of sin. It's not just his body that's palsied, his soul is palsied.
Right.
It's a portrait of humanity. We're all stuck around something better. We're all stuck around a wish. I just wish, I just wish, I would that something would be better. We're laying so close, but we're so far away.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus walks up to this place called Bethesda. Five porches, symbolic of grace and ministry. But as close as he is to grace, he's still infirmed. He's still palsied. The Bible tells us, John said he's been laying there for 38 years.
Oh, my.
Now, here's the question. Jesus didn't come up and say, what's wrong with you, man?
Come on.
But the question instead was, wilt thou be made whole?
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Yes.
The man could have instantly said, yes, sir.
Come on.
Right now, I want to be made whole.
Yes.
But he was stuck on the verge. He said, I would love to. But there's nobody here to help me. When the angel comes down and troubles the water, everybody else steps in before I do. God must love them more than he loves me, because just when I'm about to step in, somebody else gets the blessing. Jesus didn't ask him that. He said, do you want to be made whole? I'm asking somebody tonight, do you really want to be made whole?
Yes. Come on.
Amen.
Do you want the chains of addiction broken in your life?
Right. Amen.
Do you want the chains of sin broken in your life?
Woo.
Wilt thou be made whole? Now look at this. I never realized this until I was studying this. That was not a question of will. It was a question of opportunity.
Yep.
Right.
Because it's obvious the Lord sees he can't get to the water himself.
Amen.
He said, I'm not asking you about how much willpower you have. I'm asking you about an opportunity that I want to give you.
Right.
Do you want to be made whole?
Right.
I ask you tonight, brothers and sisters, do you want to be made whole tonight?
Yeah.
Do you want to come off the verge?
Yeah.
Do you want to come closer than just loving Jesus at a distance?
Yeah.
Do you want to come on in where the waters are running and the rivers are flowing and the Holy Ghost is being poured out?
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're preaching, Father.
We stand tonight in one of the greatest opportunities that mankind has ever been given.
That's right.
Amen.
A chance for change.
Amen.
A chance for deliverance.
Yes.
A chance to be whole.
Amen.
As far as I know in my will, Brother Wethy, I'm not going to trade what I have for anything out in the world. I know the devil tries to bait us like he does anybody else. He comes to tempt us. Preachers get tempted too. Preachers fight battles too. But you know what the difference is? I made up my mind a long time ago. Amen. And I told the devil, I've got the Holy Ghost. And it's more than just speaking in tongues. That Holy Ghost gave me a made up mind. That Holy Ghost gave me a desire. When the devil says quit, I can't quit. When the world says you gotta quit, I can't.
Amen. Amen.
You're in a fixed position.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Let's just live on him right now. I want you to be obedient to that pulling of your spirit, that tug right now. I give you Jesus. I give you Jesus. I'm going back to Isaiah in my mind right now. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are made whole.
Amen.
He said, listen, this man carried all your sorrows. This man carried all your griefs to the cross. Why are you sorrowful? Why are you grieving? I know we do it. That's humanity. But why are we so loaded down with things that we cannot do anything about?
Right. Amen. That's
right. It's a lie of the devil.
Amen.
It's a part of the verge. If I can keep you on the verge. You're telling yourself right now, I'm not sure, I'm not sure. No, you're ready. Just come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Just come on.
Yeah.
Just come on.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen.
I was there the night I watched a gentleman stand up midway back in the row. He'd been fighting truth for about 10 or 11 years. Very hard, very strong. He was a World War II veteran, PTSD. He was an alcoholic, struggling to overcome addiction of alcoholism. But he sat in the service much like this. It was probably a lot more low-key than this one is. But I watched that man stand up and come to the altar. Now, the first person touched him. Nobody said, jack your jaw, say Jesus, nothing. This man came up, lifted his hands, and within just a few minutes, I watched God fill that man with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You know who that man was? It was my daddy.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sis, you can have it tonight. There's no reason you got to stay back and be ashamed. This is a place to bring your shame right here. Nobody here is going to judge you. If you come in sincerity, nobody's here going to tell you you're not worthy to come. None of us is worthy. But I wonder tonight who can throw themselves under the grace of God and say, Lord, I've made my share of mistakes. I've hurt people and I've hurt myself. But here I come, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
There is a Native American mindset that I'm warring against right now.
Yeah.
Someone pray with me right now. If one steps out to come that needs the Holy Ghost, it's going to be a domino effect. Somebody ought to come that needs the Holy Ghost. Sister Dina, our dad used to walk around with half pints stuck in his cowboy boots, the stovepipe of his boots. He told us, I don't want nothing to do with what you guys have. He said, I believe you're brainwashed. You're messed up. I've been an Episcopalian all my life. Did he say that, Brother Harold?
Yep.
I'm going to die an Episcopalian.
Yep, that's the very word. Yep.
Well, the Episcopalian died.
I love it. Amen. That's right.
And I seen that man on October 10th, 1993, get full of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
God is no respecter of persons. Here tonight, amen, February 13, 2024 can be the first day of a brand new life for you. If you're willing to step out, swallow your pride, say, God, I need you. Let's stand right now. I'm done. I want God to do whatever he needs to do. Can we stand all over this room right now?
Hallelujah.
I rebuke spirits of oppression. I rebuke spirits of witchcraft right now. Ceremonial spirits. Pantheistic ideas. I bind them in the name of Jesus right now. And Lord, I pray that you'd send them back to the pit of hell. I pray the peace of God to minister. I rebuke addiction right now. I rebuke the addiction to alcohol and drugs and pornography, gambling, and abuse. Come on, someone. Come on.
You're a banker.
Almost. God, I'm just so close. But tonight I want to come in. I don't want to be on the outside looking in anymore. Somebody come and get renewed in the Holy Ghost.
Oh, but if your sins
Yea, my spirit is here, saith the Lord. Yea, and I shall bear witness, saith the Lord, unto thee. I am here, saith the Lord. I am here to set you free. Yea, I am here, saith the Lord, to break the curse that is upon thee. And if thou shalt look unto me, saith the Lord, yea, and if thou shalt open thy heart unto me, saith the Lord, I shall set you free, saith the Lord. And thou shalt know that it is I. Yea, it is I, saith the Lord. Amen. Ma'isha mahar. Yea, it is I, saith the Lord, that shall set you free. And thou shalt know, saith the Lord, the liberty, saith the Lord, of the sons of God. Only believe, saith the Lord, and thou shalt receive. Yea, believe, and thou shalt know that it is I, saith the Lord, that am here with thee. And I shall confirm, yea, I shall confirm my word unto thee, saith the Lord, and thou shalt know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. saith the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mighty God, in Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In Jesus.
In Jesus, mighty. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.